Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan in advance of the Vikings-Detroit Lions game. With Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, I'm Paul Allen. The winning formula is coming up very shortly. But first, courtesy of DraftKings and DraftKings.com, Dan Miller, the play-by-play guy for the Detroit Lions, handicaps the adversary for us.
Now, guys, this one should be interesting as you have two teams coming off very disappointing opening week losses. And I think we all know history says being 0-2, not a death sentence, but your odds of making something of your season get much longer. For the Lions, a lot of things to keep an eye on defensively. Pretty good idea of what's coming. First and foremost, it's Minnesota. That means Adrian Peterson. They were outstanding against the run last year, but it's a different cast with no Ndamukong Suh. Elodie Nada playing his second game, so the expectation is he'll be better. And while they were decent against the run in San Diego, the Chargers did enough to keep them off balance. Now, I am sure the Vikings saw all of the short crossing routes that San Diego ran with great success. The Lions expect to see more of that until they prove they can stop it. Offensively, Lions struggled against the Chargers, jumped out quickly to a 21-3 lead, but didn't do much after that, and the Chargers scored the next 30 points. Amir Abdullah, he is the real deal. You can expect to see him get the ball in a variety of ways. One thing to keep an eye on will be how the team uses Calvin Johnson. He was only targeted twice through 3.5 quarters in week one. That jumps off the page at you. I'm guessing they'll try to get him more involved, but Xavier Rhodes can certainly make that a challenge. There will not be many surprises between these two. They know each other too well. It's going to come down to which team's able to execute and avoid some of the mistakes that really cost them in week one. Somebody's coming out of this one feeling very good about where they are, and somebody's going to have a lot of work to do. It's only week two. But in the world of where we are right now, this is a big game for Detroit with Peyton Manning coming in next week and then a trip to Seattle. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Great work. Now the Verizon winning formula with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Calvin Johnson targeted two times. Uh-oh.
I was excited to hear him talk about Calvin Johnson the way he did, saying they're probably going to try to get him more involved in the game because we want Xavier more involved in these games. We talked all preseason about how teams are just avoiding Xavier. He's not getting any action, and we're so excited about him that we want him to get a piece of the action because we believe in him. And so that makes me excited to know that Detroit may be trying to get him more involved. Now, the trick could be if Detroit tries to get him more involved by putting him in the slot, we might not see that Xavier Rhodes Calvin Johnson matchup, although we might. Mike Zimmer might have a trick up his sleeve as well. But how the Vikings respond to that? Do you keep Captain Munderland in there on him? Do you move Xavier inside? Terrence Newman played a little bit of slot in the preseason. Yep. Do you move him inside? So these two teams do know each other very well, as Dan said, but they always have a few wrinkles.
I'm curious to get your Verizon winning formula on the Vikings offense versus the Lions defense, because sadly, the Vikings were the only team through the first week of NFL action to not score a touchdown. We need to score a touchdown today against them. What's the Verizon winning formula?
Well, I think for the Vikings, you have to try and establish the run. And this has become a passing league that's predicated on the quarterback and how he plays. With that being said, though, if you look at last week's game for the Vikings against the 49ers, success came because a team performed well running the ball or stopping the run, the 49ers. And then a lack of success happened because you couldn't run the ball and you couldn't stop the run. So this is a passing league, but you still need to do well in the run game. So the Vikings will look to get that back on track. And Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley are gone, so you think that's good news, but they brought in Elodie Nada. They have a guy named Tyron Walker who wears jersey number 93. He's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Their defensive ends can crash against the run quite well. Their linebacker play is a lot better than it used to be. So this is no easy task to get the running game going against the Lions defense, but you have to do it.
Thanks for the help, and I'll see you on the field. Big game today.
All right. Thanks, Paul.